Put up a post showing the girl I went against submission on me, saying I think they had a match together in I think that she beat the girl I went against, but she was like, she's on an amazing tear against with a 30-second submission and fight to win, and had a picture of her with my foot.
But it wasn't your face.
No face, just foot.
Yeah. All right, man. Welcome back to Two Jack Bros. Ansley just had a fight. We're coming in hot. Mm-hmm. We're definitely coming in hot. Ansley had a fight this weekend, a pretty big fight. It didn't go her according to plan, right?
No.
No, right? It was, you know, resulted in a loss.
Yeah.
We can handle that. We're champions. We know how to handle that and move on. We did a whole interview about it. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have that be the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
That interview. And if you want to hear about that, man, join our Patreon. That's a good reason to join our Patreon. We did a full in-depth interview about the whole entire process leading up to what it's like to have like a big fight on a big stage and then have it not go your way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's a worthwhile reason to go to our Patreon.
Sure.
Boom. Yeah. We're doing our due diligence. Man, I'm excited for that. That just kind of happened.
Yeah.
But Ansley, I didn't even get to see it because she wouldn't share it with me. But Ansley just stumbled upon what she's calling a meme about what just happened. And it was really something congratulating the girl for her win.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And like some other. And then it was like her reposting it saying, thank you so much to that girl. This means the world to me.
Yeah.
That you're, you know, like.
That you're saying this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was, she got you in a footlock. So the meme had a picture. It was like your foot.
Only my foot.
No face, just foot.
just legs down.
That's like that. That is a like some guy out there is jerking off to that. Yeah. That is like aggressive foot fetish.
Yeah,
I mean, that's ultimate surrender foot fetish.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like like when you have all the basketball players who have their highlight photos of like them dunking on other people. I feel like I'm that dude that got dunked on.
Yeah, you got
dunked on. Like, look, I'm on a highlight photo, like highlight poster.
Yeah.
Getting Man, dunked on.
That's it happens.
Yeah.
Some people get dunked on. You know,
get dunked on.
And those same people dunk on people.
They do.
You know, your posters are coming.
Coming. Yeah.
It's we should also track and see if that photo is picking up steam, that foot fetish. That ultimate surrender. Like, should you be getting compensated for that if there's some money being made?
Maybe.
She might, like, if she, like, God forbid, I'm not saying anything about this competitor. She was a very good competitor, a savage, if you will. But it would be funny if she had an OnlyFans account and that was like the title picture. I don't know how OnlyFans accounts work, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be hilarious. can I get some of that?
Yeah.
Can we talk money here?
My foot's probably dirty. Like, I didn't even look at it closely. It's probably like dirty bottom of the foot.
Oh, you got a dirty white foot?
Probably. I mean, come on.
Goodness,
you know me.
Gracious. I do know you. Now the world knows you too. You got memed. Your dirty white foot got memed. You're a dirty white foot lady. That'd be crazy if that became your fight nickname for the rest of your career.
Dirty white foot lady.
Ansley, dirty white foot lady, Cox. And then like your fans are like putting up their feet.
Yeah.
Like, ah! Oh man, coming in hot. What is up? Man, I do want to talk about this because we were saying on what is now the Patreon episode, your interview, Tard Jump.
A Tard Jump.
The Ansley Cox story.
Yes.
That's what I'm calling it. But so briefly before we got into all that, we were talking about how, you know, we're just patriots. We're going to support whoever's the president.
Yeah.
We're going to support.
Support America.
Which is awesome. That it is, I will say this again, just like being able to be like a super loyal homer and a front runner is something that only Americans can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so fun, right? But when you were talking about the Olympics, like mm-hmm. we need an Olympics to bring us together, and we're really missing an Olympics right now. And you were saying how we don't treat our Olympians really great. We make them work at Home Depot mm-hmm. and then train full time.
Yeah. Right?
So what we should do is we should just start an Olympics, right? And this okay. is what we'll do. We'll go to Home Depot and we'll get illegal Mexicans to do our events.
Okay.
We'll like bring people together and be like, the like, listen, immigrants are people too. You know, yeah. how passionate they're competing, you know? Yeah. And I just think that would be so fun.
can we like do it in a Home Depot and make up the events based off of what we can do in the Home Depot? Like who can climb the racks fastest, who can run around the aisles, who can ignore the customers the hardest?
Well, that wasn't my plan, but it works with the budget.
Okay.
That's the 2020 Olympic budget isn't big.
Yeah.
It isn't big.
There's a lot of stuff to pick up and move around there.
So we basically gotta pay a bunch of illegal Mexicans to wall out in Home Depot.
And America's going to rally behind this yes. and support them. If we could find a gay Mexican that's really strong, we would, that would be tip top.
A strong gay Mexican?
Yeah.
We might just be able to run that Mexican for president. We need the revote. We need to do a revote. We didn't have this. We got a strong gay Mexican. We didn't have that before.
No, come on now.
That'd be crazy. What event do you think the strong gay Mexican would do? Other than javelin. That is a good event for a strong gay
Definitely
Mexican.
Definitely steeplechase.
Steeplechase?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because of all the landscaping?
Yeah.
There's a lot. That's what a lot of those illegal immigrant Mexicans at Home Depot do. They're doing landscaping work. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. They're not like being brought home to tutor kids in calculus.
No.
Right? It's mostly landscaping. I think steeplechase... I think it's because they got the potted plants, you know?
Yeah.
Because you could also add the category where they got to kind of, like decorate the landscaping properly.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. They got to make the course nice.
I mean, like, I if they're going to be gay, like, let them use it somehow, right? Is that a, what are the gay superpowers?
I think they're like all offensive now, aren't they? You can't.
That, man.
Right,
that,
I don't know. I don't feel comfortable giving the gay superpowers out anymore.
Goodness gracious. Go back to episode number. No, I'm just kidding.
But, like, I think one gay superpower that we can all still agree on is the one, like I showed you it today. Somebody posted it was the guy walking down the road, like, celebrating the election. Like, that walk is still gay superpower, like, agreed upon, right? Like, we're not offending anybody.
What how is it? I mean, it did evoke a lot of cheers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? It did have some bring people together power,
yeah.
Right? But they might have all been kind of like-minded people.
You don't think that would bring anybody over from the dark side? I don't know. Let's send him to a Trump rally and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, like a gay stormtrooper.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that is strong. I don't know if that prance is strong enough to bring people from.
But
the dark
their
side.
Decorating skills, you think, are strong enough?
I think. Everybody can appreciate solid landscaping.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Right?
Everybody, yeah.
Gay, straight, everybody.
Redneck,
all across
like,
the board.
Yeah. Suburban, like rich suburban. Everybody loves a good landscape.
Good, solid landscaping.
Yeah.
Wow. It can really pull a neighborhood together.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot, and you can't not notice it. That's why people like golf courses. Golf is one of the most boring sports that exists, but people are just enamored at how even that grass is cut.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that landscaping. I think there is something in us that, like, we're, like, evolutionary conditioned for, like, rolling grassy hills. Like,
yeah.
We love that as humans.
Yeah. So. I think it also shows our dominance over nature. Not one weed grew up in there, you know?
Yeah.
We controlled you, nature.
Yeah, man, I have some, I was like, you know, I was doing my thing, pontificating, as I do. Right?
Yeah, yes, you
do. And I was thinking about how, so women, when this is like connecting with friends.
Okay.
Right? So women connect on the idea of knowing each other's thoughts, right? And men connect on the idea of thinking the same thing. Does that make any sense to you right off the bat? Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what I mean by that. So, like, women are nonverbal and communicate with emotions and stuff. And I feel like when women have synergy with friends where they realize that they're having the same thought at the same time, I think it tends to be that they feel like now they know what their friend is thinking. They know how their friend thinks.
Yeah.
Right? And with guys, it's like, oh, we think the same way.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like I know what you're thinking. It's like, oh, you think like me.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to always be 100%, but like in some regards, like that is a regard in which you think like me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And does that make sense though?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting, you know, just no big deal. I'm just like always at all times trying to figure out ways to bridge the communication gap between all of those for which a gap of communication has been bridged. Hadn't been bridged. Man, I almost crushed that.
Yeah, you almost
I
did.
I almost crushed you that with some sick communication, man.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't nail that. But man, I wish I would have there was something funny I was thinking of that led me to that. Maybe I'll get to it. But so after that, somehow that led me down a path of thinking. But the one thing is an unspoken thing about relationships, like good long lasting relationships, is that it's a safe place for mutual sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're a big fan of this.
Well, I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing.
Because you think women need to be sexually harassed. You think that, you know, as a woman, like we don't want the random man on the street to notice our ass, but we want our man at home to be like, that's a good ass, and let us know that they see that ass.
I think you also want the random man on the street to notice your ass too. I think women have a natural, maybe, I mean, I think if it was done in a healthy way, maybe they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Want that and they'd want the other, but it's not like, I don't know. So I'm a little tongue tied right now because
you're thinking about that ass.
I'm thinking, yeah, I'm just like, every time you even bring up ass, I'm just like, I have to look at it. I'm just looking at the word ass pass through the room. Just like, hold on, let me watch that ass. No, because I guess there are some women that are like that would want to wear spandex and be out there and be like, ew, don't look at me. But I mean, that's their outward action. There's no way to know how true to what they're thinking.
Well, I think as people, like we've talked about this before, everybody wants to like when you're feeling fit and feeling good, you want to go out and show off. Like you want to feel the wind on your skin.
On your butt. You want to feel the wind on your butt.
Yeah. You want to, you know.
Yeah. It's, man, now wait. Now I'm stuck thinking about what I was trying to think about, how men and women perceive friendship.
Oh.
Yeah. It was cracking me up, and I only wrote down, you know, like the stuff that made me sound smart about it.
You know? You and your hot pants.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but the again, back to the mutual sexual harassment thing, that's one of those things where, so when you see, like, when people end their relationship badly and then they start, like, reporting all this shit about each other, making each other look terrible.
Yeah,
you know? It's like, if you like, turn your head slightly to the left when you're listening to that stuff, you're like, that sounds kind of like a fun relationship. Sounds like they were having a good time.
You also, like, if you, like, yeah, because, like, I mean, if you get, like, where the fine line between, like, you know, you've got to flirt with your significant other, right?
Yeah.
You know, like that's how you make sure you still have a healthy relationship, right? And like if you've been with a person long enough, like you're flirting, you might want to cross a few boundaries. You might want to like amp it up a little bit. You might want to like test boundaries, you know? So like,
and what safer space is there to flip a nutsack or you know, or just like, or grab her by the foot.
Yeah.
There are safe spaces for that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Do it with your loved one at home.
With your loved one at home. Man, so again though, crazy world we're in right now.
Yes, for sure.
This like waiting period where some people are trying to act like it's not a waiting period. You know?
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's not over yet.
Yeah.
You know, that's the.
It was funny. When I was looking, like I was learning a little bit more about Kamala. Yeah. And one of the things about her was one of her elections that she won. Like they declared the other guy the winner that night. And then 3 weeks later, they had to recount and she won by either 0.8 or 0.08%.
Yeah.
So like she's been here before.
Yeah. And now she's like, no recount.
Yeah.
No, recounts are baseless. She's like, it's funny to me because it kind of reminds me of the Black Panther movie when Warmonger, when he got the Black Panther in him.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right, destroy that shit.
Yeah.
Just like, no more Black Panthers.
Yeah.
That's basically, Kamala Harris is the Black Panther. She's Warmonger. She's the Warmonger Black Panther.
Wow.
Now she's trying to destroy all recounts.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's a wild, interesting world. Interesting world. That's all I have to say about
that.
That's all
you have to say about that?
I mean, what am I going to get into politics now? I already said it. Whoever's the president is my president.
Yeah.
As long as if this guy really did win legally.
Yeah.
And it's a fair election and he is the president.
Yeah.
He's the president.
Yes.
That is what it is. I can accept that. You know, I feel like more people, that's the one thing that sucks though. Because I feel like a lot of the people that are conservative-minded tend to be a little bit more rational, right? And it's only, I want to say maybe less radical is a better way to say it, right? So.
Well, they're conservative, yeah.
Exactly. So solutions tend to be less radical.
Yeah.
Right? So if Joe Biden becomes president, I feel like conservatives will be like, okay, well, he's my president, so I don't have to like him, but he is the president.
Yeah.
I don't have to support him when he comes for re-election again, but for right now, he is my president, right? Yeah. But I think on the outside, when you pull that back, I think they're going to spin that into, see, everybody hated him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like, see, he is everything that we lied about and said that he was. It was all worth it because everybody sees it now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's...
And they can't have the final word.
I mean, Trump isn't going to let him have it. I feel like this is going to be something he will fight with his dying breath. If there is room to still fight this, I think he will fight this.
What else does he have left to do? He doesn't really have anything else to, you know, he's like.
I'm sure he can sit back and reap the benefits of his fame from being president somehow.
Yeah, but totally. He totally could, but like. I feel like he's not, like, he doesn't want to sit back and reap benefits, you know? He's, like, one of those people that has to stay busy.
Yeah.
Because that's where he feels, you know, that's where he feels alive, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't feel like, and so he's, like, all about, like, conquering the next level, doing the next thing, you know? And, like, from now, it's, like, what's he going to go do except fight this with his dying breath? Like, he's got nothing, like, what else is he going to do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it also seems like this might catch him up, and he might actually become this is for America, this is for the sake of America, right? Because I think it's easy to get caught up in that when you're the president.
Yeah, it should be.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be mad if he does, because, again, we should have free and fair elections.
Mm-hmm.
That are not determined by the people that are able to control the most voting booths or the most voting systems or whatever. However, it may be the case that some of these votes might not be valid.
Right.
It shouldn't go to that person, Bill Gates. He shouldn't decide who gets to be the president.
No.
Like him alone. Right.
No.
So
Jeff Bezos gets a say too.
Yeah. It's just the two of them battling it
out. That's what I think it is.
It's like Biden or Biden.
Yeah.
It's like Biden or definitely for sure Biden.
Yeah.
But or they're going back and forth between Biden and Kamala Harris.
Maybe. I think that's where the fight is.
I think that's where the
Jeff
fight
Bezos,
is.
Jeff Bezos, he knows where he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know where his bread is buttered.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I know nothing. I don't know anything. I don't know anything about Jeff Bezos or even if who's saying it right.
I think you are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, but that at least suggests that you read about him.
I only heard about him when he got divorced. That's okay. The only reason I know his name.
Fair enough. I what else you got? Where are we at so far? I know I got this show coming up, this comedy show, Outdoors. Can't wait. I'm just excited to do stand-up comedy. I don't care that it's in this environment. Just whatever type of stand-up comedy show I can do. I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah.
Just go out there, just be me in this weird world right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go out there and see what I can get away with as a black man.
Yeah. You're going to use a little, I can't even think of what to say. Privilege.
Yeah.
I was going to say black power, and then I was like, am I allowed to say that?
Am I allowed to say that? Who's allowed to say black power now?
I don't know.
Yeah. You go out there and use my little Black Panther power?
Yeah. There we go. It doesn't seem like you can get in trouble with Black Panther.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go out there and see what I can get away with saying. See what, you know.
Sydney, don't grab any butts.
Saying. Not
okay.
doing.
Okay.
Not doing. I'm not. See, we used to be in a relation, like society used to be in a good, healthy relationship. That's when there was a lot of sexual harassment.
That's when it was healthy?
Yeah, that's when it was healthy. That's when we were. That's when society was functioning at its best. Everyone was having the most amount of fun.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Don't you feel like it was a little more fun before all this Me Too movement? Like, don't you feel like the Me Too movement kind of ended fun?
I wonder what it's like for like college age people nowadays out there.
I don't know. It's probably worse. It's probably worse than it was before because I feel like they're at this hormonal peak. I feel like they're just like rubber bands being pulled back.
Yeah.
You know, way further.
I was than watching we this reality show that was Dating My Ex, right? Yeah. So there are like people that had been together and then they split up for whatever reason. And now they're coming back together to give it a second try. And the young couple that had, like, they were in their 20s, you know, and they were back together. And, like, the guy is a little bit dorky, but, like, that's kind of what she liked about him, you know. So he's ready to make his move on her now that they're back together. And he wants to, but, like, he's asking her, like, can I give you a kiss right now? And she's like, you are such a nerd. Like, I feel like she called him a pussy, but I don't think she used that word because it was, like, you know. But basically she was like, this is how you're approaching me.
Yeah.
And like just kept belittling him as he tried to like properly like ask for permission. Like, is it okay if I kiss you? And she's like, this is how you're going to put your moves on me.
Yeah.
And he was like, so would it be okay if I come in for a kiss? And she's like, not if you're going to do it like, and like until he was finally just like, he went and kissed her, but it was like a weird, like,
it wasn't charming. Like he was being serious about it because that's what I'm saying. So I don't know what it does to charisma. Or not, or would it, I don't know. I feel like a lot of these things are so that dorks have a shot.
Yeah.
Right? Let's take away having to read a situation, because that's one of the things that a lot of dorks complain about because they're socially awkward because they can't read a situation. Let's take out having to read a situation and make it that we are basically filling out Scantron sheets with each other where it's like, can I move towards you? One through five. Like, how aggressively can I move towards you? You
know, like, I mean, they were okay because they had like a past, you know? And so like they knew each other better, but it was like a weird thing to watch because it was like, if he didn't know her, you know, like, I don't know how that would, it would have been like, she would have been teasing him. He'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah. You know?
I guess you could find ways to be charming within that context. I don't think people were doing it. I just think it's a whole lot of like, again, you got to dress for the job you want to some degree. Or Gandhi says, you got to be the world. You got to be what you want to see in the world.
Yeah. Right?
So I think that's kind of what the media does. Is they're like, well, this is what we want it to be. So this is what we're going to tell people that it already is.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think people are questioning their way to fingering each other.
I'm going higher now. Is you okay with that?
Yeah. but do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what do you, it's like, can I finger you now? Okay. The vagina itself is so complex.
You don't know what to ask.
Is there a part? Is there a part of your vagina that is off limits or personal to you? You know, are there parts of your vagina that you don't want fingered? Parts that you want fingered more? Okay, my finger is now tired. I want to switch fingers. Is that okay with you? It's not going to feel like the same finger. They're different fingers, right?
I'm going to draw red lines down there, like, do not go past here. Like, you may enter here.
I see there's some cones right here. Is this
touch zone here?
You know, that's, and then it's like, okay, I'm done fingering you now, I think. I'm done. Regardless of whether or not you are done being fingered, I am done fingering. Can I proceed to my next logical step? You know, that's not happening.
No,
that's not happening.
But because people are just getting more drunk than normal too. We all know that. Like, alcohol sales were higher and higher.
Well, you gotta get more drunk now because you gotta come up with. So one of the unspoken about things about personalities and growth in youth, right, is we get in this stage where we're trying to make things true so that we can say that's who we are, right? Mm. So people, what they're trying to do now is drink so much that they forget about all these questions.
Yeah.
And they forget about this ridiculous process.
Yeah.
But they're not accountable for having to remember it because they were drunk. Couldn't remember. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't talk about the fact that we do that kind of shit as people.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, it's funny because like, I you watch Judge Judy, you know?
Yeah.
And somebody will say they did something, you know, it'd be like, well, I was giving her the money with, you know, by hand because she was the mother of my kids, so I thought I could trust her. And she's, you expect me to believe that? Yeah. You expect me to believe that anybody in their right mind would do that? And it's like, no, he's not in his right mind though.
Yeah.
You know, like, why are we acting like this guy's out there functioning in his right mind? It's like, yeah, he probably did that dumb shit. He probably did that dumb shit, you know? So, you know.
I saw, it wasn't Cops, right? Because Cops isn't on anymore, but it was a Cops-like show. And they pulled over a kid and he was like, he was all nervous and like, and they were like, is this your car? And he was like, it's my car, but I don't have the title because it was my girlfriend's sister's, brother-in-law's. And when they signed the title, you know, they didn't give me the title. And they're like, it was your whose? You know, and he's like, my girlfriend's sister's brother-in-law. And you're like, what is this dude talking about? And they're like, are you, do you have any drugs in the car? And he's like, yeah, I got weed. And he's like, is that why you're being all nervous? He's like, yeah. And so then they like looked up all the title stuff and it was exactly what he said. Yeah. And they were like, okay, well, make sure you go and get that title stuff figured out. Yeah. And it was just like,
dude, sorry about the weed question. I should have never asked. Didn't realize that you were a fucking redneck.
Yeah.
I apologize. You should have just said that. Listen, I'm a bottom of the hill person. So it was my cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been.
But like, the cop was totally cool about it once he like, but like when he was first questioned him, he was like, what, why are you telling me this fucking story? Yeah. Like,
that would be such an honest society if like a cop pulled you over and you could be like, before we start, I am definitely an N-word. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be hostile. I'm going to come at you in ways that you feel like you don't deserve and you probably don't, you know, but just know that it's how, it's nothing personal.
Yeah.
You know, that would solve so many problems, I think.
Yeah. The cops would be like, oh, okay, I'm not on edge. I understand. Yeah. Like, we got to get through this.
Yeah. Like, anytime I would deal with the cops, I'd be like, listen, I am a know-it-all. Okay? And I'm mostly right. I don't say anything unless I'm absolutely right about it. You are going to hate this conversation.
We should just all have like disclaimers. Like, yeah. You have to go in and get like a personality check.
N-word, know it all. Yeah, like
street people.
Street people. That's what most people would have. Like, I think most people are street people for the most part. Right? It's
Karen.
I think to some degree we should all be allowed to be proud of some of what we are.
Yeah, a little bit more so than like ashamed of it all, like all trying to run away from it. Like let's run towards our our Karens or whatever it is.
I am a nosy know-it-all. It's gotten me this far. That man, what a great society. Did we ever finish talking about these Mexican Olympians? I just keep, you know, I keep wondering, like, was that a finished conversation?
That's going to bring the world together, the U.S. together, right? We're all going to support them. And
that's about as far as we got in the planning, right? Because, I mean, it's got to work.
Yeah.
It's got to just Mexican Ninja Warrior.
I feel like it's got to be, like, a little harrowing, though. Like, feel like sharp edges in Home Depot. Like, you might get cut. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
well, they could also be competing for their legal status in America.
Oh, look at you.
It's pretty harrowing.
That is.
Yeah.
American dream right there.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Man, I think now it's offensive.
Yeah, I think so. We did it.
Yep.
Now, are we done now?
Now we're done. Sweet. Sweet. I love closing loops. Man, I was watching this. So there's this show on History Channel, but I've been watching it on YouTube. But it's Strongest Men in History is what it's called, where they take strong men and they have them do historical feats of strength, you know, that allegedly somebody in the past completed. You know, and it's pretty fun. I mean, it's an engaged way to like get strong men back into the zeitgeist. Because it's fun. You need to, and I love knowing who the strongest men in the world are, because I like to talk shit to big guys. So it's like, if there is even a remote chance that I'm talking shit to one of the strongest men in the world, I want to know.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
So they do some overnight stuff, and they have to stay in hotels and everything. But every single one of them has a sleep apnea machine.
Really?
Yeah. And they say that they all have them. Like all of the strong men in the world at these competitions, like they have sleep apnea machines.
Yeah. How did the strong man in history survive?
Well, I mean, back then they only lived to like 30.
So it didn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure those guys died a lot sooner. You know, those strong men. I don't think a single strong man, like past 1995 lived over 40.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or before, like every strong man before 1995 only lived to like 40.
Yeah. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger shouldn't be alive.
He
definitely has that feel that he like has been brought back from death multiple times because of how wealthy he is.
Yeah. Yeah. He for sure has like some sort of, what are those, nanobots?
Yeah.
Like, like inside of him, keeping him alive.
Yeah.
You know? He's got some Terminator technology inside of him, keeping him alive. But yeah, it's wild. That was wild to think about.
Yeah.
Like all, like the strongest men in the, like every single one of them could be taken out with a good night of sleep. Like sleep is their nemesis. Yeah. It's just take your fucking sleep napping machine. Like then what?
Yeah. Yeah. Like dance around like a little fast person. You grab it. You can't have it back.
Yeah. It's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're no longer the strongest man in the world. As long as I have, I'll be like, what is his name? Like Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, like just bouncing around. Yeah,
like, if you can say my middle name, you can breathe again.
He's got to get it back before he falls asleep out of like exhaustion.
Man, that would be a pretty good movie.
Yeah. That'd be a nice
like the world's strongest man having to get his sleep apnea machine back.
That'd be a wholesome American tale.
Yeah, goodness gracious. Man, I would be the villain in that. I would do that. I'd run around the country with a sleep apnea machine.
Do it to all the strong men. All the strong men start dying. What's happening?
Oh, man, they would have to join forces.
It's Sidney Stoltzkin.
And they would have, man, because And then they would have all, it would be kind of a sci-fi movie because it's like, you know, the average person can only stay up for 6 days before they start losing their mind. But as strong, you know, it's just like.
And like as a strong man, what does he do when he loses his mind? He'll like start knocking down buildings, like making bad decisions, you know, because he's so tired.
Yeah. He'll flip a car then die.
Yeah. Like,
they just do something destructive and die.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a wild Achilles heel.
Yeah.
That the strongest men in the world are walking around with.
Yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
No. No.
To be able to sleep without a machine. Like, I can't rely on a machine.
And it's like, you better be a really good strong man so that you can afford your sleep apnea machine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're, you know, again, working fucking full time at Home Depot.
To get those benefits.
And training, you know, to get the sleep apnea benefits. You probably have to, like, still build your own sleep apnea machine from like a discount. Like
you steal in pieces every day at Home Depot so you can make your apnea machine work. I just need this bolt. Nobody will notice.
Yeah. And probably, man, what a world.
We don't take care of our strongmen and Olympians.
No,
man.
we do need to take better care of our athletes. Mm-hmm. You know, of our real, those are real athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're actually putting it on the line. These other people, these celebrity athletes, he's pampered.
Yeah, like our basketball players, and our football players.
Yeah, they whiners. They mm-hmm. whine all the time.
I know.
Ugh. Meanwhile, our strong men are dying
in their sleep.
That'd be a fun, you know, like what are those shows called? Jerry Lewis Telethon. A telephone to get get money for strawmen.
Yeah.
All right. You're yawning now. We gotta end this. We gotta end this date. This date is over.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. No, I do have to get out of here and get to this show. But damn it, I hate doing short episodes, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Also check out our Patreon for a very fun interview about Ansley's big competition.
Yes.
It's a pretty fun thing. So, man, shout outs, since I think this is definitely going to be the episode. So we'll do our shout outs. Got double shout outs. Got the shout outs on the Patreon episode today, too.
Yeah.
All right. But we do have a Patreon episode.
Yeah.
It's up this week.
Yeah.
It's up this week. Yeah. Shout out to Mike Butler, Mike Levy, Lizbot, Doc, Kevin Stevens, Julian from Canada, Kevin Lau, Mary Jo. Oh, also, Julian from Canada's wife, Meg.says.so, on Instagram, and So and Tell, her podcast. And boom, Kevin Lau, Mary Jo Butterly, Nicole, Raj, Janelle, Courtney, Rick. Oh, also Tim Butterly, Kevin McGrand, Chris Bruno. We talked about, you know, how awesome you guys were. It's on the Patreon. Better fucking buy it.
Awesome.
Rick, Andrew Pace, Keith Butts, Kyle Hancock, Erica Daniels, Levi Mercer, Justin Masabi, Ezekiel Ellis, Logan Ryan, Roger Downs, Joe Rob, Joe Francis, and his girlfriend's company, Saved by the Reef, TJ James, Nick Cupsey, and his two books, Lost in the Mail and The Five People You Meet in Wawa. This Old Guy, Still Don't Know Who You Are, Chris Bruno, Kevin McGrath, Said You Guys Twice, Graham Hoffman, Chris Tucker, Derek Towson, who's my brother, who has a different last name, we'll talk about it, Sean Dowdy, Guy Patterson, Brian Bachner, and Toscani Rodriguez.
Lovely people.
That seemed long. It was like because I did it twice.
Yeah.
Right? Goodness gracious. You're currently listening to Melissa Vile Kingdom and her cool-ass band, Circadian Clock. Check them out on Spotify. Thank you so much. We love you.
Love
you.
Got you.